It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today in the city of Barcelona, Spain, Mobile World Congress is kicking off. It's one of the biggest hardware events of the year, and plenty of international companies are announcing new stuff. Huawei, Xiaomi, Samsung. If I were a betting man, I'd put money on the table that security and encryption will be a popular topic. Also expected to be hot this year, 5G networks, virtual reality, and cheaper phones for customers in new markets, as Nova Safo reports.
Smartphone makers have a problem, says Ramon Lamas, a mobile analyst at IDC.
You can't differentiate too much on these, you know, small glowing rectangles that we love to carry in our pockets.
For high-end makers, that means they need headline-grabbing new features. But Lamas, who's in Barcelona for the conference, is watching names such as ZTE, Micromax, and Xiaomi.
Companies that you and I may not be familiar with intimately, but, you know, these are companies that have a presence within emerging markets.
Like China and India, where they're already selling a lot of phones, Lama says new models at even lower prices will be aimed at markets in the Middle East and Africa. Gene Munster of Piper Jaffray says expect these phones to look like
the nice phones from 3 years ago.
But today, Munster says manufacturing costs are lower for older technologies, and that helps with price. Still, he says lower cost phones in new markets are a gamble.
Unfortunately for those manufacturers, there's not a lot of profitability in those segments.
While the margins are thin, he says, there are a lot of new customers just waiting to build new habits. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
In a few days, the Tribeca Film Festival will start accepting submissions for a new kind of film, the 300-second Snapchat film. Contestants making movies on the disappearing video, photo, and messaging app must live in the U.S., be over 18, and it might not lead to a massive career in Hollywood if you win. But hey, you know what Tribeca Festival co-founder Robert De Niro says, right?
Better to be king for a night than schmuck for a lifetime.
Perhaps a better way to put it is that the New York event is looking to attract younger filmmakers. If Snapchat can reach audiences more directly, though, why form the partnership between the festival and the app? To do what Tribeca already does, curation. Here's Jane Rosenthal, co-founder and executive chair of the festival.
On any platform, sometimes it's hard to find what the best is. And so our goal here is to show you the best snaps that are out there, certainly the ones that are innovative and artsy and have unique talent.
Once they are selected, people can watch the Snapchat films on a device. But Rosenthal says the festival is also playing with the idea of projecting them on the big screen at the festival in April. So maybe if you're making one, consider turning it sideways. If we made a Venn diagram between coding nerds and typeface or designer nerds who build the fonts we see and use every day, the part where the two circles cross over might be a new font called Operator. Operator was recently designed and released into the world. To use it, you have to pony up a few $100, but for people who write code, stare at screens every day, that might feel cheap. Operator is designed specifically with coders in mind, and you might not believe how much effort went into making this font unless you are one of the people working at Heffler & Company, which designed Operator. Jonathan Heffler is the founder. Jonathan, what happens to regular fonts when they get used for writing code?
Well, typefaces used for coding are principally characterized by being even width. Every character is the same width as every other character, and it's a style that comes to computing from the typewriter. Naturally, wide letters like the M and the W get squeezed into this narrow dimension, and naturally, narrow letters like I get widened. So for a type designer, it's a special challenge to find ways to artificially change these proportions without really disfiguring the alphabet.
What are some of the specific things that Operator does that makes it useful for coders?
Well, Operator tries to do two things. The first is to bring a more interesting and richer set of influences into the design. It's got a little bit of script in it, and this really gives somebody who's reading type on screen a kind of broader palette of things to look at to articulate text. Another thing Operator tries to do is to offer this collection of styles for designers to use that has the voice of a typewriter face or a face from coding without these kinds of mechanical restrictions. So I imagine it as a typeface that a designer might reach for to evoke this mood that is more about authorship. It feels more it's about correspondence than the kind of anonymity of text.
Can you give me some specific examples of letters or symbols that are unique in Operator?
I think some of the most unique things happening in Operator are happening in its italic. It creates a texture on the screen that's very different from the Roman, which can be useful as a programmer to articulate different kinds of code. But it also creates a set of shapes that's less ambiguous. A classical problem in reading type on screen is letters like I, a capital I, the lowercase l, and the number 1 are very easy to confuse. It's troublesome enough as a reader, but as a programmer, the difference between these things syntactically is the difference between code running and not running.
Was there a time when making fonts more machine-readable resulted in a kind of loss of spirit or soul in the way these things were designed?
I think something worth thinking about is the number of times in our lives that we've seen letters and numbers even more so kind of pressed into service in ways that none of us ever expected. The numbers on bank checks have a very distinctive quality that we all recognize. The numbers on credit cards are very distinctive as well, and typewriter faces on top of that. I think what happens when you subject the alphabet to these kinds of mechanical restrictions, you end up with an aesthetic that is distinctive. It can be alien sometimes, but it's often that alien quality that makes it recognizable to people.
Jonathan Heffler is the founder of Heffler & Company, which designed the new font Operator. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Are you a coder, typeface nerd? If you want to see some examples of Operator and more about how it came together, you can head to marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.